it started off myself. I just trialled it 1 year in a little pot to give it a go. Funny enough, I had another grower, Megan Gooding, not too far from me, was playing around about a year later with the same crop. We got together with my agronomist, Garen Neal, who's also got a paddock of it in this year as well, and decided this thing looks like it's got some legs, and we decided to research it further. So that's how it all began, and very primitive. I can remember our first years where we basically, you know, hand thrashed out some crop and just a pile on the ground and soaked it out seeds, and now we're direct heading hundreds of hectares, and it's really quite exciting.
And so how are you operating with these other growers around you in WA?
Yeah, so we have a business called Australian Grown Superfoods, and that basically incorporates the three of us. And this year we've gone out, so it's been our first year of really going out to other growers this year. It's been a long process in developing an agronomy package where we can fit quinoa into our other rotations. So, and even then we're still making mistakes and learning both about the agronomy, time of sowing, and also about choosing the right variety to fit this climate. So this year we went out to about 20 growers. It wasn't a really successful start. We had some issues with some bad weed control at the start, and most of us had to re-sow the crop this year. So a bit of a roller coaster of a year, but it's turned out quite amazing, Bridget. Like the crop is just recovered amazingly well and looks fantastic.
And yeah, I did recently go out and see your crop, and it is vast crops of slowly kind of drying, still holding on to that kind of ready colour that it does have, but very interesting to see. And tell me, Ashley, with a product like this, you have talked about the trial and error, and obviously it's something that is just beginning to be grown in the country. What are some of the things that are so finicky about it? Why is it a bit difficult to grow?
It's a crop that grows, basically its origin is Bolivia at very high altitude, and generally they're growing it over summer once the snow melts, they're planting a crop and the days are lengthening, and basically when the days shorten, it decides to set seed and reproduce. And we've taken it from that environment, brought it down to sea level and turned its whole season around, so we're now growing it in winter instead of summer. Funnily enough, our winter is very similar conditions in terms of temperature and rainfall to a Bolivian summer, but the day length is entirely the reverse, and it's taken us a long time to get a variety that isn't affected by day length so much, so it's not triggered as much by the lengthening days, and that's been trial and error. When we first started, we were entirely on the wrong track with varieties, and we've now selected something that seems to suit our climate really well.
And actually, ABC Rural recently heard from the director of a company called Australian Quinoa, Steve Timmis, who said that he reckons that Australian farmers could be a major part of doubling world quinoa production over the next 5 years. Do you see that as a possibility?
I think that's... I'd probably disagree with that to some degree. We have a great climate for growing quinoa. It's just not an easy crop for farmers to grow, and when you actually grow it on a broadacre scale with very limited weed control, it takes a couple of years of setting up paddocks, so we don't have to rely on chemicals to control weeds. So we're doing things like collecting weed seeds out of the back of our headers, and having diverse rotations so our weeds are controlled in other ways, and that's not going to fit every farmer in a system. Where most people have a broadleaf crop like canola, they use that also for a weed control, different weed control phase in their cropping program, and quinoa doesn't offer us that. So it's got advantages in the cropping system, but it's a lot of work, and it's certainly not going to fit for a lot of farmers.
And so, Ash, you have said that it's a finicky crop to grow, and obviously where Australian growers are just trying to get used to it. But what about the processing side of it? Is this something that we can put in the older grain processing system?
Yeah, look, it's quite different. Quinoa is covered in a natural insect and bird repellent called saponin, and it's actually quite bitter to taste, and actually not good for you when you eat it if it hasn't been removed from the seed. So the processing is really quite delicate. We've been lucky enough to have a great business partner in Megan Gooding and her family, who have been developing a pilot processing plant here in Narrogin. Very early stages, but it's really got our head around just what's involved in the processing side of things. And I think the important thing is that when we put our product out onto the market for the first time next year, it's just so important that our customers have a great experience in eating it. And you know, there's been other product on the market that hasn't had the saponin totally removed, and it can taste bitter, and it can even give people stomach aches and stuff. And we just want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So we're determined to make sure that when the first time our product is released on the market, that it's of high quality and people can rely on it.